Welcome to this Public Health England podcast on domestic violence. Public Health England have created this series of podcasts to raise awareness of the different aspects of domestic violence and its importance as a public health issue. Each podcast speaker has been asked to talk from their perspective about the issue. We hope this provides a real reflection on the topics and issues and inspires you to find out more.
Thank you for taking the time to participate in our learning today. What we are discussing today is often an emotive issue, and we appreciate the care you are taking today, not only for Public Health England, but also for PHE employees. We may have heard of domestic violence before today, whether on the news, in print, as part of a storyline in a soap opera, or perhaps we have friends or family who have endured or witnessed this often silent epidemic. There are many ways we define domestic abuse and violence. And for us today, it is critical we understand what these are. Domestic abuse is the power and control of one person over another and is a pattern of assaultive, coercive, power and controlling behavior. It is often within an intimate relationship and can be between family members. It is perpetual, intentional, and escalatory in nature. It is verbal, emotional, financial, and involves physical abuse as well. It includes stalking, mental health conditions such as depression, FGM, and forced marriage, which are part of the myriad of the dynamics of domestic violence. There is profound isolation from family and friends. The abuser is often charismatic, and it is hard for people to believe that this is happening, let alone to the person who is enduring. The zone of physical violence is often between the shoulders and the knees, as well as the back of the head, places that are hidden and unseen. Violence against women will increase by over 30% when she's pregnant. Domestic abuse and violence occurs to people of all ages, socioeconomic backgrounds, races, religions, sexual preference, and to both genders, men and women. The prevalence of domestic violence in England is staggering. In England and Wales, domestic violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 6 men, costing our economy $1.9 billion annually in absenteeism, presenteeism, lateness, and lost productivity. In 2011, one-third of all domestic violence homicides happened on workplace grounds. 75% of people who endure violence are targeted at work. In the UK, in any one year, more than 20% of employed women take time off work because of domestic violence, and 2% lose their jobs as a direct result of the abuse they suffer. Domestic violence is a silent epidemic. There's the shame of coming forward, labeling. What if someone knows? And the person who endures violence understands the dynamic risk and the danger of their own situation better than anyone else. Globally, the World Health Organization reported in May of this year that the leading cause of death and injury to women was domestic violence. Globally, 1 in 3 women endure violence, which is higher than malaria, living in a conflict zone, and cancer combined. And yet there are real people behind these numbers and statistics. Real women and men who day in and day out are terrorized, controlled, abused, and often abandoned. We hear time and time again that this is a private matter and that it has no impact to places of work. And yet it does. Public Health England employs approximately 5,500 employees. 3,300 of these will be female. Statistically, over 800 women within Public Health England will be affected by domestic violence. As I've stated before, we often hear that this is a private matter. And yet it's not a hand that comes to work, but a whole person. Just as a mother or father is concerned about daycare of their child, or a son or daughter is impacted by a parent with dementia, or if we have trouble getting to and from work, These can all be seen as impacting how attentive, present, and productive we are at work. It is the same for people who endure violence, only it is hidden and often in shame and isolation. There are tremendous inequities within domestic violence, where DV touches the lives of everyone from a dustman to a duchess. There are definite skews and prejudices that make it much harder for people who endure to come forward, let alone seek services that may or may not support them. 89% of people who endure repeated violence are women. Where this impacts men, it is the reported numbers of repeat victimization that we see tremendous gender disparity. There is a significant social class gradient. Again, with access to economic empowerment and social justice, true barriers for thousands in this country. People from the LGBT communities endure levels of discrimination within our society that are unknown to those outside the community. They also are isolated as they endure emotional torment of psychological and physical violence. We often do not think of disability as being caused by domestic violence, and yet how many of us know people with unexplained aberrational hearing loss or back injuries? And if a person is disabled, what services are in the community to help them, especially if the caretaker is the abuser? These are all very tough issues to consider, and yet there is hope, and there is something that you can do. If you're listening to this and feel that we may be talking about you, you are not alone, and there are people here now and in Public Health England who are dedicated to treat you with respect and to work with you if you wish to seek options. If you are someone who thinks their behavior may indeed need to be addressed, Public Health England will work with you as well. And if you have a colleague who needs your support or you're worried about, Public Health England is here for you as well. There are many strategies that are within our communities to support the work that Public Health England is undertaking. One of the strongest in England is the Violence Against Women Act, and surrounding this remarkable strategy, it ensures that it provides and directs support, services, and action across our country to support women and girls who endure violence and abuse. Public Health England endorses this work, which ranges from support for women and girls who endure FGM, stalking, rape and sexual assault, provides protection orders for people who endure violence. Recently, they've widened the definition of domestic violence to include emotional abuse, as well as to reduce the age from 18 years old to 16 years old. This strategy enshrines the work and permission to provide pathways to safety and health for millions of women and children in our country. Public Health England have in place a series of policies and protocols that support those who endure, witness, and perpetrate violence. Understand that those who perpetrate are indeed responsible for their behavior and that which they do to other people. Understand that the needs of the victim must always come first, and we must all work together to create true and lasting change. We are providing you with this brief podcast, as well as lengthier trainings, to support this initiative. It is important for you to know that Public Health England supports you and the members of your team who endure, witness, or perpetrate violence. In practical terms, this means that we have trained support who will work with you to ensure that you are guided to services and support that will not make you a counselor, but part of the solution. Remember that there is hope. I am living proof of it. My employer took the very brave step to support me when I self-disclosed. They walked with me when none of us knew what to do, and together we created ways for people to have pathways of peace. This is here for you as well. There are excellent support services within our communities and within our country. These include national and locally based services that work across the myriad pattern of abuse and assault that people experiences. These include the National Domestic Violence Helpline, Women's Aid, Refuge, AVA, Solace Women's Aid, Women's Trust, Southall Black Sisters, Broken Rainbow Alliance, Mankind, Respect, the White Ribbon Campaign, Jewish Women's Aid, and NORDV. These are services that can help and will work with you and members of your staff. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this very important podcast today.
If the topics discussed in this podcast have raised issues for you personally or a friend, help and advice is available 24 hours a day through the Free Phone Domestic Violence Helpline on 0808 2000 24/7. That's 0808 2000 24/7. Thank you for listening.